there's an application for subdivision and rezoning at 1269 Santa Ana's Road under file DASZ6 of 2012. The applicant, please come forward.
I don't have a PowerPoint because I'm not talented enough to, I have a little bit of background.
Material? Here. Okay, the clerk will grab that from you. So maybe I could help a little bit here, Andrew, to speed things along.
Sure.
We have one person here for information, a number of people here in support, who I'm assuming are people that you're involved with that you've brought with you.
Yes.
You can do a bit of a brief presentation, and then we can ask those people to either come down and speak in support or just to voice their support. I think the important thing here is to get to hear the person who's here for information, give you a chance to rebut that and enable the counselor to make an informed decision.
So, do you want the information more specific about, like, the application in regards to the improvements for the area, or just more the history behind the application, or both?
Just in general, what is the application? It comes with a positive recommendation from the planner. There doesn't seem to be any large opposition here.
Okay. Well, what we're proposing to do is we're partnering with the local church. It's called Southside Bible Church to help them subdivide their property, allowing them to fulfill their vision of the community, as well as allowing us to bring a new, unique townhouse-style condominium project to the marketplace. Southside Bible Church has 4.5 acres, which a good chunk of it is they don't use or they don't have a need for it. So that's where we partner together, that we're hoping that we can expand their programs and they can service the community that's growing rapidly in that area. And so the little package I gave you is a brief sense of what it's supposed to is the vision for that property.
So. Okay. Sounds pretty reasonable. Councillor Mays, any questions at this time, or did you want to hear the...
It's two questions, and one may be for more for the planning department. There's some confusion, I think, in the public mind about where the Seine River Trail goes here. It doesn't cross over this property.
No, it has nothing to do.
And yeah,
this is on the non-river side of Creek.
No, I know. I'm just trying to get clarity because we are getting some people in the public, I think, who are concerned.
It's to the north.
The outlet is north of you folks.
That's right.
My only other question, you've done the legend, which is the building immediately north, and
correct.
Are doing, I guess, is a more accurate in the process
correct.
Of doing. The discussion around the city about we don't have a sidewalk down from the legend down south, where across the Southside Church. And as I understand it, that's not part, and Kim or Robert could comment on this. We don't have the sidewalk coming south along St. Anne's isn't part of this proposal.
Yeah, you're correct. The sidewalk stops. Like just in front of the Legend project.
Right.
Like you'll see a concrete sidewalk and it sort of ends.
Yeah.
That's
maybe the planning or Kim could flesh out for us our ability to work on that, since a lot of folks going at the 100 Creek Bend, which we're seeing later today, keep raising that.
Councillor, the Public Works Department are the ones who provide us with the recommendations to go forward regarding public transport matters and transportation, etc. They did not request a sidewalk be constructed in St. Anne's Road as part of this, and in fact neither the Public Works Department or the Water and Waste Department had any concerns with St. Anne's Road per se. They focused on the significant improvements that will be required in Creek Bend Road sort of as developing a full range of services in there. Now, having said that, I have looked back at the adjacent application at 1205 St. Anne's Road, and that application, which does front directly on St. Anne's Road, as part of the approval of their application, they were required to either build or pay for the sidewalk that fronted their property.
That's the legend then, isn't it?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, so we'll have the sidewalk coming across there.
That's right.
Good. 1205 is going to be putting in a front sidewalk there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Koop, you can stand down from now. I'll go through the rest of these. There's a person here, at least one, is going to come for information. Maybe just sit at the back there on the bench, and we'll listen to these other folks. You don't have to speak. You can just voice that you're here for information. But if you want to, if you think it's important to add something, you certainly can. Theo Enns. Theo? Here for support. Thank you, Theo. David Powell, here in support. Thank you, David. A. Clausen, in support. Thank you. Brian Stimpson. And Tassos Stanthopoulos, in support.
In support.
Thank you. I have, is that everybody that's here on this item in support? Only ones I have registered. Nobody else who wishes to voice their support that hasn't registered? No? Okay. I have David Watson here for information. David, did you want to come down and speak? Before I do that, is there anybody here in opposition that hasn't filled out one of these forms? No? Okay. Welcome, David. We're familiar with you. This is the non-Riverside, but I would certainly love to hear any information or request for information you can bring.
Thank you. I am here as a resident of Creek Bend Road, which is directly affected by this project. Also as a member at large of Save Our Seine, no longer on the board, but I've been acting as a sort of a advisor to them on meeting with the city on some interesting new developments to do with the trail and the extension of the trail all the way to almost to the perimeter highway. So there's a lot of things going on, which you may or may not know about. We've met with Precon, working at 100 and 110 Creek Bend. We've worked with the developers of the St. Anne Storage, and if you don't know that, there's good plans for working on that trail in the near future. Now, the connection between the existing St. Vitel Trail, which City Council is aware, we had the grand opening at International Trails Day, the node or the connecting node will be at the Creek Bend Bridge, which is currently, it's sort of like a triangular node, which the church property and the 1245 St. Anne's property all intersect there, and so there is a certain amount of interest for this property in terms of the trail. Mr. Vogan behind me at Qualico will know that they have approved a connection between the River Park Trail System and the St. Vitel Trail System on the Seine River through a connecting node or pathway that will connect to St. Anne's Road and to the intersection at Creek Bend Road. And the expectation is that in due course that will be signalized and there will be a connection between the river and River Park South. My interest is how do we connect these two trail systems, both wonderful trail systems, lots of work and money involved in them, and we have essentially Creek Bend Road being the connector, and how do we make it as safe as possible for families with children on bicycles. I know that Councillor Swandell, working in the Waverly West area in the South Point area, had worked with the LACO company on extending the width of the sidewalks, and I'm not sure whether it was through a process of asphalting or a larger concrete base, was to make it safe for pedestrians and cyclists to also be able to use the same roadway system without having to essentially reinvent the wheel. So my point would be is to ask, has the city talked to Kevin Nixon in Active Transportation as how Creek Bend Road can be used as a connecting point between the two existing pathways, the River Park system and with the new St. Vitale system. My other question, putting on my hat as a Creek Bend Road resident, would be how will this construction of this roadway system affect people who use Creek Bend Road as a point of access to get to our schools and to get to our shopping centers using Creek Bend Road. The last time Precon was here to talk about developing their roadway system, they were kind enough to put in a temporary granular gravel roadway system to allow us to use it while they created a concrete roadway system. And we actually thought that the temporary roadway was actually better than the existing gravel roadway. We thought we would have been quite happy if they just left that behind, but that's fine. So my question would be, what potential impacts would there be with the concrete development of this on current residents? And then my other question would be, how much footage or square footage with the development of Lot 24 on the other side of the property, and I'm sure Mr. Kostiuk and the city planning are aware of that development as well, what will be the actual frontage or distance between the bridge and this existing new concrete roadway? And would it be cost-effective and time-effective for the city as a major landowner of the trail system to perhaps advocate that the roadway be extended and finished up into the Creek Bend Road Bridge, essentially finishing that section once and for all, and then that way residents have to deal with a temporary inconvenience of a possible closure, and then after that it's all good. So I guess that would be things, one question for the developer and then one question for the city, I guess.
Okay, thank you, David. Any questions, gentlemen?
No? Well, just to get that clarified, yes, the path and
well, rock. We'll let the delegation stand down and we'll ask them for
no
further feedback after. But no questions at the delegation. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Andrew, you can come back up and rebuttal. I mean, those are pretty straightforward comments. I think some of it to do around trails and road, both temporary access during construction and and how that continuity
well, I was gonna say,
will be
to
maintained.
To answer the first, or maybe the last question that I remember the best, is right now the obligation that we would have as developers by the City of Winnipeg is to take the paved concrete road to the northernmost point of our property, which to where the bridge is, I've been there a bunch, it's maybe 50, 70 feet, and then you hit that little, I'll call it wooden bridge or whatever, over the same river. So it is very.
Can you speak into the mic?
Oh, sorry. It is very close to hitting the bridge, but the northern point of this property doesn't quite come right to that bridge. It's probably 50, 70 feet, something like that.
Okay.
It's actually closer to about 200 feet.
Oh, okay.
Just to be, it's longer.
I guess I have big steps, maybe. I don't know.
54 meters.
There you go.
Okay.
The St. Vitale trails and stuff, I don't know. I can't really comment on that. The only thing I know is that I just got my waterways permit to build, to finish the Seine River Trail with KGS's help last week. So in the next month or so, we'll be connecting it from Creek Bend Road through phase 1, 2, and 3 of the Legends to the furthest northern point.
Right.
You know, and that's all I know about trail system. Like.
Okay.
Given that Creek Bend is it's a bus route for some children that live on the other side of the bridge, is there going to be access at all times?
Well, we could make it for sure. We could do that. You know, I hadn't thought, I guess, that far. But, yeah, I have kids, too. I understand you got to be able to function. So, yeah, I'm sure. We're going to use Maple Leaf, so I'm sure once I speak with them, they can.
Yeah, Yeah, I think one of the things is after this, maybe Councillor Mays can be looking at the last little bit of paving the road there to perhaps be a capital project going forward. I don't think with 200 feet of paved road, may as well get it finished up to the bridge and do it all at once and develop a plan so that at least you've got a temporary, even if you've got to flag it so there's one-way flow, there's a way to work around that, and I could probably get done.
Probably is wise, because when you're there, it's so close. It would be nice just to clean that whole section up, because I know there's other proposed developments on the east side of Creek Bend. Down the road, Precon has a bunch of things they're planning. So.
Okay, gentlemen. Councillor Mace.
One question. The connection, obviously, the path north of Creek Bend is nearing completion, subject to some factors out of your control. The trail south of Creek Bend is going ahead on the 100-110. The discussion about going across St. Anne's, there's a trail.
We didn't receive anything from our parks people with anything in that regard.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Anything else you want to add before we close off? No?
I don't think so.
Okay. Good. Gentlemen, Councillor Mays, it's your ward.
Yep, I'll move once Councillor Vandel finds the text for me, as he always does.
You'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
I shall so move.
All those in favor, contrary, carried. That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
I'll so move.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.